Responding to a study it directed, Humboldt County's Board of Supervisors has approved reorganizing a top department to create a new chief financial officer position. Following up on sometimes strained discussions that happened late last year, county supervisors took actions at its April 13th meeting to better coordinate financial activities across departments. Last year's discussions included concerns from supervisors and some county officials that Auditor Controller Karen Paz Dominguez's refusal to sign off on departmental accounting would jeopardize outside funding. Those conflicts have cooled, and in presenting the study's recommendations, Scott Johnson of MGO, the consulting company enlisted for the study, repeatedly emphasized that the intent isn't to target Paz Dominguez, who is an elected official.
We were very mindful to make sure that we were not recommending a duplication of effort or redundancy. But we did identify some areas in which there are existing collaboration and partnerships with the Auditor Controller's Office and the County Administrator's Office. Some of those currently exist. Others we identified for those duties and responsibilities, there's further opportunities for that collaboration. We're not proposing a duplication of effort. We're not proposing to take away any duties of the Auditor Controller's Office, but these are clearly, in an organization of your size and complexity, these are duties and responsibilities that you would see of a CFO that oversees countywide fiscal operations and coordinates and is a liaison to the Auditor Controller's Office.
County staff at the meeting and in a written report emphasized that the goal of establishing the new position is to foster better coordination and collaboration between departments. And Johnson said the practices of 15 so-called peer counties were reviewed, and all of them have chief financial officers. Supervisor Steve Madrone acknowledged that Paz Dominguez has concerns, but also said there's general agreement on the value of teamwork.
I did see that the Auditor Controller had some concerns about the language of collaboration and cooperation. What does that really mean? Who's forcing who or whatever? You know, and I'm just going to accept this in the spirit that it's been presented, which is to try and rebuild and enhance and really get us all operating together in a great way. And I know that's the spirit and the intent of this. And I do appreciate that even in the Auditor Controller's response, she also recognized that. She recognized that there is a strong need to be a team player and to be working together on all of these things.
But during a public comment session, an unidentified caller to the online meeting said the action is a bid to, quote, take over the Auditor Controller's Office from Paz Dominguez, and told supervisors, quote, you're doing your very best to make her quit. She also suggested that Human Resources Director Linda Lee, who helped with the study and its recommendations, intends to take on the new position. Lee responded, saying that the intent of the reorganization is only to, quote, add value to county management.
I have dedicated my personal career in public service in 25 years. And not a lot of people know about my history. And I am proud to say that I am a refugee. I came to this country when I was 6 years old, but I believe in this country. I believe in the public service. I believe in the fabric of the community. I've dedicated my career 25 years to learn the best I can to provide and to pay forward. Just because I have a finance background, that doesn't mean I have an interest at this stage in my career to talk about numbers. But I do know that I'm value added to this organization, and I will continue to do my job directed by your board to add value to the organization. And just to summarize, I stand by this study and I have data and I'm very proud of this work.
Supervisor Virginia Bass said there's confusion about the extent of authority connected to the new position. And Supervisor Michelle Bushnell told Lee that, quote, sometimes information gets out that is not correct and you in no way should have to defend yourself. supervisors voted to establish the chief financial officer position and to reclassify the existing assistant county administrator position as an assistant administrator slash chief operating officer. The cost of creating the new positions will be about $232,000, which will be figured into the coming fiscal year's budget. In Eureka for KMUD News, this is Daniel Metz.